InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
And murdering people for trying to flee and for obeying a command to leave the area, and then shooting her in the face like that after she drops her kid off at school. We have to show up with guns. We have to. There's no other way around it. I don't care if I don't have a Minnesota carry permit. I'm unarmed right now, but this is the last time I show up to face these guys without a weapon. There's no way. I got shot with a pepper ball 5 minutes after walking in here. I never laid a finger on them. I never raised a hand to them. I've only been using my voice. The time for speaking is over. The time for niceties is over. The time for peace is over. They fired the first shot. It is time to end this by any means necessary.
You're talking about, you know, potentially going to a dark place in this country. Do you foresee
it? We're there. This is the dark place. This is the dark time. We had people being sent to Salvadorian concentration camps. We got other countries being raided for their oil. We're in the dark time. There's no way out of this. There's no voting our way out of this. We can't wait till November. There's no waiting to the ballot box. We need to get to the bullet box. That's the only way. If there was another way, I'd be advocating for it. I've spoken peacefully. I've marched peacefully. I've marched without Sharpton. I've marched on Washington. I've been peaceful. I've acted peacefully. The time for peace is over. The time for any need.
We looked this guy up. He's a professional agitator. And that's the big news, is they got their professionals out calling for this everywhere.
People need to show up with guns to face you guys. It's time for an armed resistance against the United States of America.
Take your mask off.
This is done. We're done. You're f***ing murderers. You shot a woman in a wheelchair. We need to come back with f***ing weapons. Go to the gun store. Get a gun. Learn how to use it. Face you guys, man to man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. We've got this guy's identity and his background. He's a Democrat Party NGO operative, and who pops up with different narratives around the country at key points. And I started noticing about 3 days ago in New York, in D.C., in Minnesota, in Washington State, in Oregon, everywhere, you are seeing these exact talking points where they lie about what ICE is doing and then legitimize the fact that they're going to be violent because ICE is illegal and ICE isn't real and ICE is committing crimes and ICE is killing innocent people after all their violence and all their attacks on ICE. And the National Guard getting killed and all the rest of it. And all the ICE facilities getting shot up and the Border Patrol being killed. They finally have this lady driving her car around, blocking him, doing all of it, spinning out, running into him. And still, even Trump yesterday on Air Force One's like, well, you see in the video where she runs into him and you hear the big boom, I believe he was hit. No one at the White House have I seen show the multiple camera angles from the front of him bouncing off the front of the damn car. I pull my hair out. We had that before the show was over last week when it happened. What was it, Wednesday? Before the broadcast was over. We had the Ring camera footage, and the local news reported it. Case closed. I noticed that ICE put it out a couple days later. We cannot be this far behind the curve, folks. It's unbelievable. Instead, we've got Jen Psaki and, you know, all of them still. They did it again yesterday, showing footage from behind the car saying, oh, they claim she hit him, but there's no proof. They're damn liars. This is a big deal because they're trying to trigger a national uprising with it. We'll get to this and a lot more massive developments on so many fronts straight ahead. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Share the live feeds now.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. I've had laryngitis the last few days, but I'm not contagious. My voice isn't having any pain, but I appreciate everybody putting up with the fact that I've basically lost my voice. It's come back a little bit today. It was almost completely gone yesterday, and if I would just rested today, it would obviously have been better by tomorrow, but the history is too important. The news is too powerful. It's not that Harrison wouldn't have done an excellent job if he hosted today. I called him about midnight last night and said, my voice is gone. Will you host? He said, yes. When I woke up this morning, after about 3 hours of sleep, and just my voice had come back some, and I just texted him and said, no, go ahead and do the war room. And he'll knock it out of the park at 3 p.m. Central today. Harrison's always done a great job in his 9 years here, but, man, he's really, really knocking it out of the park now. Very, very proud of the work he's doing. And, of course, Brian Morello as well, absolutely nailing it. Okay, so, and the rest of the crew. I always say, here's what's coming up, and then the first thing I cover, I start getting into it. It's just how I am. But we are going into Iran. Trump is going to strike them, bare minimum. There are covert forces on the ground there. This is a real national uprising. The mullahs in internal polls are about 80% negative. I support regime change, but by the people, not by us. Obviously, Israel's got factions it's backing, the son of the Shah and all the rest of it. In the studies of the different factions in Iran, the majority do not want a mullah or a king, and I think that makes sense. And so I really don't like regime change because we'll just swap out one tyranny with another. Strangely enough, Rudolph Giuliani over the weekend posted on X the history that the CIA overthrew Iran in 53, a pro-American leader, but he wanted to keep some of the oil money, half of it for the people, Mohammad Mossadegh, Operation Ajax. And then he went on to point out that we installed the Shah, who was very, very oppressive with the Savak, and never really gave them a chance to be a free country. And he said that, you know, he's happy to see what's happening over there, but he really doesn't think we should be involved in picking who's going to be in control. And people said, wow, based Giuliani. Absolutely. So that's my view on this. Yes, I in theory support removing the mullahs, who are absolute dictators and just horrible people, and execute people, you know, who peacefully demonstrate. They've already handed out a bunch of death sentences to people they caught protesting peacefully. That said, the CIA and MI6 are on record. It was declassified in the early 90s. Kermit Roosevelt, the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt, ran the operation. And look what it led to later. And the CIA was also involved because they didn't like Jimmy Carter, who I didn't like either. But the point is, setting him up with the whole hostage thing in 79, and then as soon as Reagan gets in, they turn him loose. I mean, it's you got a lot of footsie going on here. So regardless of that analysis, we'll get into it coming up. Trump does what he says he's going to do when he's in control. When he's in control of a policy on trade or the border, when he's in control of something, you know, withholding federal funds from states that, you know, put men and women sports, he never falters. He never wavers. Sometimes the courts try to block him. Almost always he overturns it because he's in the right. You know, they check with constitutional lawyers first. But when Trump has the power to do something and he says he's going to do it, he does it. So oil spikes after Trump urges Iranians to keep protesting, says help is on the way. And I got a bunch of news on that front. But the fact that he says keep fighting, help's on the way, you better believe it's already there. Iranian patriots, he said on Truth Social, put it back up, thanks. Iranian patriots, keep protesting, take over your institutions, save the names of the killers and the abusers. They will pay a big price. I have canceled all meetings with Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. Help is on its way. Make Iran great again. MEGA. President Donald Trump. And I would imagine, though I don't have any internal baseball, though I just have general understanding of it all, so that is the ultimate intel. A lot of the left made jokes about secret weapons being used in Venezuela. And I just want them to know something. Trump tried to get the Pentagon, when he first got in 9 years ago, to even fully brief him on everything they had, but most of it was held up in these other black budget projects and in DARPA. So most of the Pentagon didn't even know. He has successfully broken through the wall into the weapons they've got. That's why his science czar said, we now control time and space. Now, that's not in general been deployed down into the boots on the ground level, Delta Force, things like that. So when the media spun it that, our most elite systems we have is boots on the ground, I would say the toughest guys we've got, the most trained humans we've got, the best humans we've got, would be a test pilot or an astronaut or a Delta Force person, you know, for the commitment, the focus, the training, the will, the control. But no, the really nasty stuff's robot, folks. It's drone, it's satellite, it's computer. And I can tell you that what I know we've got is at least 30-year-old technology from my sources, and this was all deathbed stuff. NASA, Space Command was the, you know, secret name of it even before it was known. The United States has weapons that the ones I know of, and that's like generations back, okay, that it's just unbelievable. Now, here's the problem. The Russians have got a whole bunch of other exotic stuff as well. A lot of it's similar. The question is, have they used it? Is it deployable? The Chi-Coms have developed a bunch of stuff. So at a certain point, the only way to win this game is not to play, okay? But my point is you're going to have decapitation weapons. And the stuff they had in orbit by the late 70s, it's all been replaced, even more high-tech stuff, obviously, is just weapons platforms that drop DU, Sabo missiles using a meteor gun telemetry technology up to 35,000 mile an hour. And when you fire, say, on average, 100-pound DU Sabo into a bunker, it'll kill people a mile and a half under it. As the kinetic force of a, you know, tactical nuclear weapon. And if you're watching what Trump's been doing and some of the things they've got in the reports out of Venezuela, they were using some of the more, let's just say, less destructive stuff. And you could say Venezuela was a laboratory of real-world use of that. But let me just explain something to you. They've got drones now, loaded with neutron bombs, but little ones, where a drone just flies over, drops a neutron bomb, and it kills everybody in 3 square miles. or you drop a smaller one, kills everybody in a square mile. And there's nothing there. The person just bzzz, gets hit, kind of gets nauseous, starts bleeding out the nose, falls down and dies. And that's old technology. That's 60s technology. But now they've miniaturized it, deployed it. I mean, it just goes on from there. So they've got the people flying these things don't even know. They've got the C-130s up there with all this equipment hanging out the bottom. They don't even tell them what it is. They just say, you aim it, you do this, the computer takes over. And they can just do whatever they want. I mean, it goes from insane to absolutely over the top crazy. So the left's making jokes about, oh, yeah, Trump says we got secret weapons. Yeah, you better believe we do. Yeah, when Trump says we got the most powerful weapons in the world. So, see, I said I'm just going to mention the stories. I went into one, started covering it. It's impossible for me to do it. So, we got that. We've got what's happening in the economy. We've got Trump saying we're screwed if Supreme Court overturns his tariffs. He explains why. I totally agree with him. If the Supreme Court does that, they're betting directly against America and against the law. But who knows? I just can't see them doing it, though. It'll be so destructive, and they'll hold the bag. Also, DOJ fires attorney after they declined to prosecute Comey following secret meetings with federal judges. We've got Scott Adams dead at 68 and some of the things he said before he died. We've got Elon Musk and his 15, 16, 17, 18 children, whatever it is, which I just admire. Talk about a pro-human guy, Team Humanity. You've got this former girlfriend of his who follows me on X, and I liked her work in the past. I'm not trying to attack her, but, I mean, it sounds to me like she's holding this child she has with Elon hostage. And she's talking about, oh, he's 1 year old. And so, you know, he's really a girl, and we're going to transition him to a girl. That's what happened to his previous son, who they brainwashed and did all this to. And then Elon radicalized over to our side over it. I mean, I would not be starting a fight with Elon Musk. But, I mean, it's just crazy town. But it's these scorned women where... Oh, you didn't like the fact that this other, you know, previous woman or wife or whatever in the past was like his favorite son. During COVID, everything's locked down. They trick him to send him to an elite private school in California. All of a sudden, they brainwash him against him, turn him against him. He's not with dad anymore. He wants to have his penis cut off. And, of course, then the left comes and tries to blackmail Musk and get him to bow to them, and we'll let you see your son, we'll let you have him back. He was held hostage, and he just said, nope, my son is dead. And so now you've got Ashley Sinclair saying, my daughter, Elon's former son, really likes her other kid. She's got her big brother. So notice she's not going to try to cut the penis off of the kid she had with her husband or whatever. No, she's saying to Musk, I'm going to get your Roman standard. I'm going to get your eagle. I'm going to get your flag. I'm going to drink your milkshake. I'm going to cut your son's balls off and sacrifice it on the altar of Moloch. Man, that's some nasty stuff, but that's what these liberal women do. And now she goes, I'm not a conservative. I was a fake conservative the whole time. I'm a leftist. And I worship the transgenders. And I submit my son to you, Elon Musk's son. So she said, we're going to start transitioning, at 1 year old. And you think that's crazy. Well, it is crazy. But look at New Jersey, New York, Washington State, Oregon, a bunch of others. You go into the intake forms to have a baby, and they ask you, we've shown the intake forms, they go from crazy to totally insane. What's New Jersey has like 15 different genders. I'm queer. I'm free spirit, and you decide what the baby is at birth. So before, oh, we can convince a 7-year-old or something else and then put him into the fast track to do this, you know, before the age of consent, or they can contract or buy a pack of cigarettes or join the military or anything, or buy a gun. Total fraud, total abuse of children. But now we're going to decide at birth, and we're going to put you in this fast track for this. And so she's saying, yeah, this 1-year-old, we already see him as a girl. And so Elon Musk says he wants full custody of his son after baby mama asked St. Clair's comments on transgenderism. And again, that's all about just trying to hurt him as much as she can. But it's because it's a male. You know, if she'd had a girl, then there wouldn't even be a discussion. It's about destroying the male spirit. It's about destroying that. That's their sacrament. It's a demonic spirit. You see, human sacrifice isn't legal anymore unless you can do it by abortion. But sacrificing the fertility and the identity, which is basically the same as killing somebody. In a way, it's worse. That's why Musk said astutely, he said, my son is dead. And that's the only way to handle something like that. Now, maybe his son, after being chemically castrated and all the rest of it, comes back as the prodigal son. That would be great. Maybe he'll be raised from the dead. But I got to tell you, I would have thought that I would have been immune from this. But as soon as this person in my life is 18, which is a month and a half, their birthday is very close to mine. There's reasons for that. As soon as I can, I'm going to tell you the story. I got 4 children, and they almost got one of them. That's how dangerous the left is. People say, why do you live in Austin? My crew's here. My studio's here. I don't have the money to move somewhere. I would. But that's how you're hunted, folks, even in Alex Jones's family. They have these cults operating in the private schools, too. That's what Musk pointed out. He goes, it is true. I mean, the most elite Christian schools, Protestant and Catholic, in Austin, Texas. I've talked to the parents. It's come out. They don't tell the parents with the elementary school students that they're teaching them transgenderism with transgender teachers and then putting them in these special clubs and creating a file on them and saying, oh, your parents can't know this. You're too special. They're inducting them into a grooming cult. And it is the most elite private schools are the worst. And the level of criminal activity, you've seen the cases where, oh, in this town or this city, you know, Denver's famous for it, elementary school students have a career day, and the local tranny that dances at the topless bar comes and shakes their ass in front of kids and pole dances and tells them you can be a sex worker too, and the parents aren't told. That is just the tip of the iceberg. So I'll get to that more coming up. Also, it's in the Federal Register that they're spending a bunch of money. This was a hangover from a Biden for electromagnetic mind control systems through 5G for behavioral modification. I actually saw that last Friday in the news, didn't cover it. I'm going to get to it today. Pretty amazing. Just mainstream news. Oh, yeah, the Pentagon's working with such and such. And people say, oh, wait, now the Pentagon's bad? It's elements of everything. It's like, you know, you work at a factory, and there's 2,000 people that work there. Some are good, some are bad. You know, some are in this group, some are in that group. We're here to reform the institutions. We're here to fix them. But, yes, remember all the stuff that came out via Doge, all that Pentagon money and CIA money to, quote, run widespread disinformation operations against the American people. That's lying to you. So that's just some of what's coming up. Start your engines. When we come back after this quick break, I am going to go directly into just the latest small sampling. Believe me, there's a lot more than just this. Of many of them professional agitators versus the minions. You can tell them apart. You can look them up. Oh, that's a professional. Oh, oh, yep, they are. Putting out lies, legitimizing the murder of ICE and national uprisings. And the difference is this level of pushing that the Democrats are engaged in is 20 times anything I've ever seen before. Their calls for violence in 2020 were easily 20 times less than this. I mean, it is direct. ICE is criminal. They're illegitimate. They're murderers. They're Nazis. They're kidnapping U.S. citizens. None of that's true. They're doing all these brutal things. They're disappearing people. They're hunting us down. They deserve to die. Get your guns. It's your right of the Second Amendment to kill them. Do it now. Now's the time. Hurry up. Yes, what they're doing is illegal. Yes, we're going to start arresting them. All these police chiefs, all these sheriffs, all these mayors, they know exactly what they're doing. They're saying as authority figures, they're illegitimate, they're criminal, they're doing these horrible things they haven't done, go out and kill them. And they know good and well that the people they send out to do this are the ones that are going to get killed in most cases because they're going up against professionals. And I mean, like the guy that, you know, shot the lady that tried to run him over. Like 10 years combat and then 10 years in ICE. And just 6 months ago, almost got killed arresting a hardened child rapist who drug him 300 feet or whatever. And then you're going to send out your Trantifa. And they're going to get their asses handed to them in most cases. Now, there'll be some cases where they open up on ICE guys and kill them or wound them. But I mean, you saw the mayor 3 weeks ago, Fry. He said, don't come here, ICE, or you're going to die. That was an open threat. But they were, after a year of not being able to get ICE to do anything wrong or kill one of their agitators, they were kind of giving up on, oh, ICE is going to kill our protesters. So then they went to straight threats, not just in Minnesota, but others who were threatening, oh, you're going to die, you're going to die. Like, and I love that when they threaten ICE or tell them, shame on you or you're scum, you're Nazis. They just shake their heads at them and do their job because they know the law. They know they're putting their life on the line. They know what they signed up for. They know they're being doxxed. They know they're being harassed. They know they're following the law. And they've committed to do this because they understand it has to be done to save the country. And they are David fighting Goliath. And so you can only admire them. They're the opposite of Gestapo. They're the opposite of cowards. They're heroes. Finally doing constitutional duty, finally giving men and women a job that's constitutional. And you notice all hell's breaking loose because they're doing it. You see all these videos, they're surrounded 10, 20 to 1 with bottles and bricks bouncing off their heads and bullets going over their vehicles. And the screaming, we're going to kill you, we're going to kill you, long before this woman got killed. We're going to kill you, we're going to kill you, we're going to have to kill you. Death, death, death. And finally one of their minions gets killed. And they are going absolutely ape. But it's not working. The bird ain't flying. The dog ain't hunting. The engine ain't starting. People see right through it. So they're about to double down. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So if you remember a few months ago, we saw these Democrat House and Senate members come out and say, don't follow illegal orders. And then people said, well, what are the illegal orders? Well, we're not going to say. But all their surrogates were out saying ICE is illegal. Everything they're doing is illegal. They're not allowed to arrest illegals. They're not allowed to arrest criminals. They're not allowed to deport them with court orders to deport them. And then now all the surrogates, the mayors of all the cities and the governors are out saying it, and you got to get your Second Amendment ready, public officials are saying, and we're going to arrest ICE when they commit these crimes. And now we've got them shooting mortar fireworks in Minnesota last night at the police and breaking their windows, not just the feds, and breaking into hotels and attacking people. They're escalating everywhere and ramming their vehicles and encircling them, hoping for a provocation. But a lot of these clips we'll play are just the mindless drones agreeing with it. But we have the professionals, like this known Antifa operative, Dinesh Nashav, who's up there saying, form your militias, get ready, go to war. And then this next individual I played earlier, I want to play him again. You track him. He's a Democrat operative who pops up as one of their speakers with key talking points all over the country on other issues as well. So it's the same story over and over and over again. Then we'll go to some of the minions that are susceptible to this brainwashing. And we have women saying, you know, we can dox their children. We can come after the children of ICE agents. We can come after their wives. We can hurt their children. So now we have them saying, let's target their children. So there's no end to how low these people will sink in their communist terror campaign. First they lie and say you're a criminal. They say you're a Nazi. They say you're not following the law. Doesn't matter. We have clips of Obama and Bill Clinton saying the exact things Trump's saying. Doesn't matter. We're following the law. Doesn't matter. Obama had four times the deportations of Trump. We always had people going out and deporting people like this, but this is the first time they're being resisted. This is the first time that they're being attacked. And you have all these so-called Democrat Party leaders telling you that these people are criminals and they deserve it. You've got the minions out there all accepting it. All the ICE facilities getting shot up and their vans getting shot up and illegals being carried and the vans getting killed. This is their uprising with their movies like Civil War and One Battle After the Other. And then journalists like Nick Sword are being surrounded, chased down, windows knocked out, attacked. And I noticed when this happened, the video is, of course, 100% real. Real communists, real leftists doing it. I noticed the left came out and said, oh, this is staged. Nick Sordor hired actors. Yeah. That's why he has all these live streams being chased down the road by him. Oh, yeah. The left's not attacking anybody. Go out there with a MAGA hat, folks. Get on a plane. Go to Minnesota. Go out to one of these demonstrations. They're going to hit you in the head with a hammer. You'll find out how real it is. So let's go to this Antifa leader, and then we'll go to the next professional and then some of their minions. Here it is.
We need to find solutions here. Every major city in the U.S., Los Angeles, Portland, Chicago, New York, you need to start setting up left-wing militias to protect your communities. I'm not kidding. This needs to be coordinated, and you guys should all be in touch, too, across cities. We need organized left-wing militias. There are too many right-wing extremist militias putting us all in danger. We need to defend ourselves. We need to have a group of people that stand there, a well-regulated militia that stands there when ICE shows up, because nobody is holding them accountable. The people need to hold them accountable for when they go too far, for when they're not welcome. In fact, let me be honest with you, they're never welcome. They're never welcome. When ICE shows up in your community, a militia should show up right in front of them and tell them to leave. It is your right as an American.
Shortly after murdering Renee Good, ICE agents went to a local high school that was on lockdown and assaulted the students when they came out of class. This wouldn't have happened if a militia would have kicked them out of town.
Defend yourselves against Trump's personal pedo racist army. Fight back against ICE. Just because they're federal agents does not mean they get to violate you. They killed all that was good. Let's show them what's left.
People need to show up with guns to face you guys. It's time for an armed resistance against the United States of America.
You know, this guy's a professional agitator, works for the NGOs. We looked up his name, all his information.
You shot a woman in a wheelchair.
We
need to come back with weapons. Go to the gun store. Get a gun. Learn how to use it. And face you guys, man to man. By any means necessary.
See, I've been fully activated. I'm going to head back east. We need to go. Here's the thing that I need for protesters and everyone to start realizing, okay? We're at war. The protests are over. There's no more protesting. This is combat now. So when I come onto the field, I'm not screaming at people that are going to assault me or pepper spray me. Like, no, this is combat. I'm going to engage them in combat. Because we have shit that needs to be done. This is how we get shit done. Okay? We're not protesting anymore. We're fighting. You understand? Like, I need for you to stop with the signs. And I need for you to get shields and swords of the pew-pew kind. Like, I need for you to wake the f*** up. We're at war. It's wartime. It's time to go to war. You know how your military father or your military friends were always telling you freedom isn't free? Like, you're about to find out. Like, you're about to get it. So figure it out. Stop protesting. It's fight time. Okay? I'll see you there.
Hi, you know, ICE agents have children, too. Most of them have children, too. And it's not as hard as you think to figure out who they are, where they go to school, their names. It's not hard at all.
What's interesting, conservatives are always going on and on about how we need a right to bear arms in case we have to revolt against a tyrannical government. Well, I think it's time we finally put that to the test. We might have to actually use the Second Amendment here and make sure this government works for us and take back the government for the people. We can rewrite our country. We have the Second Amendment for a reason, and it's time for leftists across America to get organized.
Yeah, she's out there trying to get people to kill her so she can play victim. It's like a video game. You unlock a new character. But I noticed this clip, because I'm only showing you some of these, because I do the whole show, if I showed them all to you, just the ones I've run into. This is a known Chi-Com pro-Chinese government influencer from Communist China calling on Americans to start a civil war by building a database of homes displaying American flags, labeling those residents as the real enemy, which the Democrat Party has said in their different drills and the Weather Underground and others that flags actually are creating databases. He says that's the places to raid during the Civil War to get the guns, and those are the people to take out. He tells Americans that homes with American flags would be the best places to procure weapons. And Communist China helped fund the production of one battle after another that shows just this. Kill anybody with an American flag and Civil War. Think about that. Absolutely amazing. Here he is.
If you have an American flag in front of your house, swipe away. Do not watch this video. Okay, there's about 10% Americans won the revolution. It's too early, but it's not too early to prepare for the revolution. Let me share with you a business plan to prepare for the revolution. Right now, it's 2026. If some households still have an American flag in front of their house, that means those people are supporting the American system. They are your enemy, and they will be your enemy when the revolution starts. Before you eat the rich, you need more resources and weapons. Where to get all these resources and weapons? Get it from those households who got an American flag in front of their house. Okay, so you guys also need to have a community and set up a website and ask all your members to take picture of every household who got American flag and upload those information to your website at the address of each household. When the time comes, you guys can use this information as evidence to eat them first. Eat them, God will support you. Buddha will support you. Eat them with no regret, okay? So this is my business plan for you. When the time comes, some household, they will pay you a lot of money just to take off those information off your website.
Now let's go back to the known Democrat Party operative who shows up all over the country. He brags about it. Paid by the NGOs. Notice he says, we're going to war with the U.S. government. They hate the American flag. They hate the Constitution. They hate the Bill of Rights. They say ICE isn't legitimate. They say none of the laws are legitimate. They say two men can have a baby.
They're at war with reality. They want to put men in women's sports. They want to put men in girls' locker rooms. It's all about dominating you, all about breaking your will. What did he say? He said, we're going to war with the United States government. What did the Chi-Com operative just say? Mark your neighbors. Get their guns. Take them out. This is a war. They're using Maoist tactics. The whole thing is. And you can look that guy up. He's a pro-Chi-Com operative. That's how weak they think we are. And on J6, they could wave hundreds of people in the velvet robes, high-fiving the cops once they opened the doors up. People didn't know what was happening. The feds had broken in. And they would send old ladies to jail for 2 years, no trial, for walking between velvet ropes. They knew right who they were, how to find them, how to SWAT team them. But they sure can't find any of these people that are openly calling for the murder of Trump, his family, calling for the murder, the attack on ICE children and wives. I've got clips of women saying, I live right by the guy that shot the woman. And I think you should come to his house. And here's the address. And we looked it up. It's really his address. And she thinks there's no repercussion in the world. She's just showing off. You know, her husband's at work. She's sitting around all day doing God knows what, eating bonbons. And then to her to go, you know, get street cred with the left, she thinks it's cool. Let's play a clip of them declaring that this is about America. You know, this is about war with America. Here it is.
People need to show up with guns to face you guys. It's time for an armed resistance against the United States of America.
Take your mask off.
This is done. We're done. You're f***ing murderers. You shot a woman in a wheelchair. We need to come back with f***ing weapons. Go to the gun store. Get a gun. Learn how to use it. F***ing face you guys man to man.
And they're still on corporate media saying she lived there. She was just in her neighborhood. No, didn't even live in the city. Came there to fight. Came there with her wife to fight. Came there to block them. Came there to get in their face. Drive, drive, drive. Ran into them. You've already been drugged 6 months before and almost killed. And this guy's like, she was in a wheelchair, just making up more stuff. More crap. All talking points. Here's the woman I was talking about doxing the ICE agent, and just thinking it's so cute and so funny. Here it is.
Hi, everyone. This is a PSA. Jonathan Ross lives in my town, Chaska, Minnesota. There are two police squad cars sitting in front of his home. Earlier this morning, I passed just to see what kind of action was there. Saw the police officers there this morning. I did a U-turn by them, turned out, and then went to go do an errand. I came back because I wanted to ask if they were protecting him or if they're protecting the general public. And the police officers basically said, we're here to protect the community. He looked at me like I was some idiot, and, you know, it is what it is, but I don't really believe him. I think they're protecting him. I think he's hiding out in his house, and I'd love for everyone who doesn't like him circle around in his neighborhood. I won't say exactly what road, if it's court or if it's drive. You can figure that out, but I will just say that the numbers look a lot like a 1 and a 1-2-0. I don't know. Go circle around, make him uncomfortable, everybody.
I'm just going to say this. When someone defends themselves against these ICE agents and unalives an ICE agent, the government better hope I don't end up on that jury, because I don't care what kind of evidence you have. I don't care if it's on video and there's no self-defense plea whatsoever. As far as I'm concerned, the video's AI. If I'm on that jury, that guy didn't do it. He's not guilty. I don't care. I don't care how much evidence you have. ICE is a terrorist organization who is a threat to the people of the United States of America.
You mean the illegal aliens?
Full stop.
The murderers.
They're unaliving American citizens with no due process, nothing. They are just playing judge, jury, and executioner against American citizens who have done nothing wrong. So I'm sorry, when somebody decides that they're not going to take that and they're going to defend themselves against this terrorist organization, if I end up on the jury, whoever that person is didn't do it. Like I said, I don't care what kind of evidence you have. They're not guilty.
So let's look at the mindset of some of these people again. Here's a woman says, ICE agents have children too, and it's not hard to figure out their names and where they go to school. And then play clip five. Play clip six and five.
Hi, you know, ICE agents. Hi, you know, ICE agents have children too. Most of them have children too. And it's not as hard as you think to figure out who they are, where they go to school, their names. It's not hard at all.
So we could go on for hours with all these different clips, but that's the psychotics we're dealing with. But the larger issue is we have the political class sitting back that lights the fuse and watches all this happen. And then we have the Trump DOJ that is run by Todd Blanche, a Democrat Party lawyer from the Southern District of New York, a known globalist operative. And it's now in the news today that Trump is pissed off at Blanche and at Bondi and is talking about removing. Yeah, Trump, there's not time to screw around like you did with Bill Barr or with Sessions and all these other candy asses or globalists. We've got to do this now. Now that we have clip five, listen to this lunatic.
Arrest him. Arrest him now. What are you motherfuckers so damn scared about? Go wherever that fucking slug is existing and drag his ass out, put handcuffs on him, and throw him in a fucking jail cell. What are you afraid of? For God's sakes, are you so fucking scared for your own little personal life that you're going to let the rest of the country get totally fucked over? Fuck you too. Democrats, fuck you. There's a handful in there that are actually trying to do something. And the rest of you feckless, spineless pieces of shit, we're going to vote your asses out too. Shame on all you ignorant motherfuckers.
Man, aren't the liberals nice people? Aren't they sweet? No, they're demonically influenced or possessed. It runs the gambit. And I've got hours more of them if I want to, but I've got other issues to cover. Trump has greenlit going into Iran. The question is, how much will he do in support of the populist uprising? This ties into Trump's larger policies and what's happening. When I get into Scott Adams, audacious creator of Dilbert, comic strip, dead at 68 from cancer. And he did at the end say, yeah, it looks like the anti-vaxxers are right. I got the turbo cancer from the shot. That's all coming up. Remember, I'm supported by you. I'm not funded by George Soros or Israel or Qatar or anybody but you at thealexjonesstore.com. So the products are simply amazing. They really work. They're great. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements, the very best methylene blue, Irish sea moss, Shilajit, bovine colostrum, it's all there. Now, today only, this is a one-day flash sale on top of all the other sales. Everything on the alexjonesstore.com is 40% off. No discount code needed. Right at checkout, 40% comes off ends tonight at midnight. So you've only got a few hours to do that. You also only have 4 days left to enter to win our Ford Raptor and $10,000 cash, souped up brand new Ford Raptor. You get put in 50X entries only for the next 4 days in that raffle sweepstakes to get that. And because it's a crossover to the next offer, you get put in as well to win the other truck next month. Every order placed today gets you 50X entries to win the Raptor plus our brand new giveaway, a Ford F-250 diesel, $10,000 cash on top of it, $80,000 value plus. Well, the cash is $90,000. This sale ends tonight, January 13th at midnight. That is the 40% off. So there's so many sales going on there. But you got 4 days left or 3.5 days left to win either or both potentially of those vehicles. 50X entries happened in the last week. And it turns out most of the winners are during that period because obviously you put in 50X. Every order, you're automatically entered to win. Now, separately, these have been very popular. I found a Texas company over a year ago, and I said, I like this World War II trench knife. I want to etch them as limited edition with different messages, 2,000 at a time. You've had five other knives. They all sold out very quickly. This one they came up with a quote, "Life is fiery with its beauty," an Alex Jones quote, making a limited edition in a 1945 style Enola Gay pinup girl with InfoWars. Very, very nice. It is a 10-inch double-edge dagger, super high-quality stainless steel, razor sharp, and it's got the brass knuckles murdered out, the skull crusher. This will not fail you. This will defend you. This is, if I had to, you know, have something on my side when I, you know, have to protect myself, my family, this would be it. This is all about business. It's the World War II trench warfare style knife. They did an update on the World War I one, and then it's just been updated with modern steel and quality, and it is just a badass solid state knife. You just cannot beat this trench knife. Basically, it's like a short sword, and it comes in this collectible case right here. Limited edition. There's only 2,000 of this limited edition. They've already sold our sponsor yesterday 800 of these. So in a couple days, this will be sold out. It also makes a great gift. And regardless, it's a fundraiser, keeps on the air. So be part of history, have this memento, and be the reason we stay on the air. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I thank you and salute you. Hour number two, straight ahead. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the, you know, middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air, kind of do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace with Evil, same Crusader King, and then Do Like That Still Image of Me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before their hatch. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.